But his touch does it. Amen.
Right.
Don't take a lot. Just takes his touch. Amen. Which that's a whole lot when he does touch you. I'm glad he has touched me and touched me again. I thank him for that. Bless his name. I want you to look in Mark 9. I'm just going to read a verse and try to follow God. And I've been thinking about this. And I like what Jesus said here. He come down from the mount with the disciples in three. It was in the inner circle. And of course, you know that a boy was there and they couldn't cast out the devils. Amen. Out of him, them other disciples. And Jesus came down, and the Father asked Jesus to touch his boy, to take, thank God, control and heal him. And the boy was falling down the ground and tearing himself. Thank God, Jesus said this in verse 23. He said unto the man, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe. I want to know tonight, where is it? It's got to be more than up here. It's got to get down in here. Thank God, I do believe tonight. Thank God, I do believe. We have a mental consent, and we truly know that the book of God gives us grace, amen, and faith and believing. But there are some things I believe tonight that God can give us if we'll believe him. Amen. We see here in this text, the Bible said, he said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him. God, listen to him that believeth. And he said, all things are possible. I don't think he excluded anything that he can do tonight. For he said, if a man can believe, all things are possible. And I'll tell you tonight, that got a hold of my mind. And I got the thinking of what men did, disbelieving. Just believing. I says a faith life tonight. It's completely faith. Without it, you can't please him. Everything we do that's going to please God is going to have faith. You got saved by faith. It took faith to save you. Amen. A man's justified by faith. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus. Faith. Amen. Thank God is believing, is trusting, is committing yourself unto God in what he said. In fact, we're saved by a person tonight. I'm glad what he said to us we can count on. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm glad. Thank God. And I thought about old Peter over there. Jesus was up in the mountain praying, and he sent them men out. Thank God, there he sent them. Can I say this? He sent them into a storm. He did. Jesus said he knew the storm was going to come. In Matthew chapter 14 tonight, we look there and we say a few things about it. But he knew it, thank God. Evening was come, the ship was down in the midst, tossed of waves. And the wind was contrary. It was a blowing. It was like a hurricane. Thank God that boat was about to go under. But Jesus knew where they were, and he knows where we're at. It's amazing to me. He waited to the fourth watch of the night, to the very darkest hour before he ever came. But he always had his eye on them. Amen. No matter how dark it gets in your life and my life, I'm glad he's got his eye on us tonight. Amen. I'm glad he knows where we're at, what we're going through. I'm thankful for that tonight. But the amazing thing about this record, amen, when Jesus came, they was afraid. And he told them, don't fear, be of good cheer. Amen, but listen. Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Amen. I got the thinking, what would be in his mind? Amen, to get out of the boat, thank God. And said, if it's you, Lord, it looks like to me, he was amen, and like the rest of them, just sitting in the boat, amen, wasn't thinking about getting out of it, amen, but listen, he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come unto me, thee, amen, notice what Jesus said, and the Lord said, amen, come, amen, I'm telling you, there's a come tonight, thank God, to a child of God, but you're going to have to be thinking that way. I'm wanting God in my soul, in my life. I'm wanting to go further with him. But the only way I know is I'm going to have to step out by faith and believe what he said. I know there's confidence in that. Amen. I can imagine the rest of them in the boat. Thank God, I don't know what they might have said, but they could have said, Peter, I wouldn't do that if I was you. Amen. Thank God, when you live by faith and live by the word of God, God, there'll be folks, and God is good Christian, but they don't understand some things because they never had God out of the boat. And God, I'm telling you, you better be seeing this thing tonight, friend. Amen. You can stay in the boat of comfort. You can stay in the boat, my friend, of tradition. You can stay in the boat, amen, of faithlessness. But I'm telling you, if you want to get out of the boat tonight, and God, and step out on the water, amen. He walked on the water, friend, but he never would unless he ain't got his steps out. I'm telling you, it's time to step out. Amen. There's something in my soul tonight that's been a stirring within me. Amen. That God says, son, I want to take you further. I want you to step out by faith. I'm waiting on him to tell me more. That's all I know right now. Ain't God, but I've already. Ain't God said, Lord, I'm wanting to come to you. I'm wanting to step out. I'm going to do what you said. Amen. I want to experience some things. Thank God in the Christian life. Thank God that I never have had an experience of. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you, friend, tonight, I believe there's, thank God, a lot of things, amen, that we could get if we'd only believe, amen. I'm telling you, brethren, we're so used to a routine. We're so used to just staying out in the ship, amen. But I'm telling you, thank God, there's a place. I know Peter began to sink. I know when he stepped out, amen, it said he did walk on the water. Amen, listen, thank God, have you seen that today? You'd say, I don't know if I believe that. Amen. Listen, that's why you don't receive nothing. Amen. If somebody's a little, amen, beyond normal, amen, it'll get the whole Christian community stirred up. They'll say, well, we don't do it like that down in our church. I'm telling you, thank God I want them to do it down here at this church. Amen. I want to see some people step out, including myself, and walk on the water. Thank God, friend, there is a life for God tonight. There is a faith life. Amen. It is believing God and doing what God says. I've got confidence in my heart tonight. Thank God, I know tonight. Amen. If we believe, he said all things are possible. Ain't nothing impossible. And then that same thing, that man said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And that man, my friend, are you listening? Thank God, said that from his heart and cried to the Lord. And the Lord healed that boy. Amen. I'm telling you, we got a lot of unbelief. We got a lot of times we don't believe God. But my friend, I'm telling you this, if you can ever connect, thank God, by faith, he'll see it, be it unto you. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I tell you, friend, we're the children of God tonight. We're ambassadors for Christ. As he is, so are we in this world. He lives in us. Do you believe that? Can you believe the God, amen, that created this world, friend, lives in us in the person of the Spirit of Christ? Amen. The same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Amen. That's amazing. Thank God. And ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me. It's the power of God in us. Amen. God help us. Amen. To release what God puts in us through submission to his will and the power of God, which Christ is. The power of God and the wisdom of God. And that man walked on water. He didn't get there, but he had a good lifeguard. Amen. Thank God he got him up. Amen. When he began to sink, he said, Lord, save me. And the Lord reached out his hand. He knew it's going to go under. Thank God, but he didn't go far enough. Amen. Listen, friend, Jesus picked him up. Amen. Before you know it, they back in the boat. Hey, friend, I'm telling you what Peter could say. I walked on the water. Amen. Not another one could say that. Only the disciple Peter could say, I walked on the water. Amen. I'm telling you, there's some things you can have tonight if you'll just walk on faith, walk by faith, and believe God tonight. Amen. You're going to have to trust him. Thank God, if you got to believe him tonight. Amen.
So much people in the Baptist church tonight. They save people, but that's all they are. They don't know nothing about walking by faith. I don't know what I need to know about it. But I'm telling you what, tonight, I believe God can take care of me. I believe God can lead me and guide me. Amen. Whatever he says I want to do, I need his help to do it. I can't do it on my own. But I know this. There is a way, amen, to God. And the way's faith tonight. Amen. I'll tell you, I thought about them on the Red Sea that night. Hey, God, back to their walls backed up to the wilderness and Pharaoh, and there's a Red Sea before them. I'm talking about the God we know tonight. Amen. This reality. Amen. Friend, are you listening? What he done, thank God's real, friend. It ain't a fairy tale. It ain't a myth. When we read the Bible, we got to say, thank God, Moses, amen, the leader of the Israelites, he is a man like us. Amen. Amen. The Bible said Elijah was a man like us, like passion. Amen. We think they superhuman. He wasn't superhuman. Thank God he requested to die in a cave. Amen. But I'm telling you, thank God he had some power with God. And he prayed and the fire fell. And the Red Sea, amen. Thank God tonight, are you listening? The Red Sea there's encamped by it. And they had no hope, amen. I'm going to tell you when God's going to do it for you. When you get desperate. When you get to the place as the fourth watch of your night. And you know if he don't come through, you're not going to have it. He's got to come through for you. Amen. Listen, long as you can put your hand in on it, it won't work. But when you got to lift your hands up and say, God, I ain't got a help in you. I can't help you. I can't do one thing. My back's to the wall. It's going to take you, God. I'm telling you, that's when he'll do it. Amen. That's when he'll save you. That's when he'll help you. Amen. When you get, thank God, to that place and you need the help of God, and God, amen, steps in, amen, and does that for you, amen. That's where it's at. Amen. They got to that, back to that Red Sea. I can imagine. They said, he brought us out here to kill us. Amen. He looked back and they saw Pharaoh and them. Amen. But thank God, Moses, what was the command he said? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. They're about to kill us. Ain't nowhere to go. Amen. God said, Moses stretched the rod out. And when he did, the wind, thank God, blew and split the waters. Amen. Put walls up for them. Amen. Walked through on dry ground. Amen. Got to the other side. I'm telling you, you know why the Israelites got to the other side? They entered it by faith. Amen. They walked on the ground of faith. That's how they got through. Hebrews said it. Amen. By faith. Amen. Thank God they got to the other side. Amen. And then thank God Pharaoh and his crowd. Thank God drowned in the waters. Amen. You know why we're drowning tonight? Because we don't believe. That's right. We don't believe. It's hard for us to believe. I know God's got to give it to you. I know grace and faith is a gift. But I'm telling you, brother, tonight, I just want to see something. Amen. I tell you, I like preaching and I like singing and I like it all. But I want to see something. I want to see the manifestation of God do something. We've got so ritualistic and routine and everything else. And I don't know what else to tell you or what else to do. Thank God, but just believe God and believe him by faith. Thought about some of y'all this morning. Amen. As I was meditating on what you desire God to do for you. And I thought, God, you can do it. And God, you will do it. Ain't nothing hard for you. I know there's been miracles around here. I know God's raised people up and helped them through the battle. But wouldn't it be great tonight? Ain't God to hear that little baby cry. Wouldn't it be great tonight? To see that young man saved. Wouldn't it be great tonight? Ain't God to see the manifestation of God himself in the house of God. Are you hungry for it? What do we want? What do we desire? I'm telling you, we want to get out of the boat. Amen. And walk to him. Amen. He said, come tonight. Amen. That's where it's at. Amen. Hey, this ain't, listen, I'm just being honest with you. Coming to the house of God three times a week ain't enough for me. And I ain't talking about coming anymore. If God told us to, I'd be glad to. I'm talking about there's got to be something taking place in my life. Amen. There's got to be. Amen. I tell you, friend, ain't nothing more important than what I'm preaching tonight. It's about the Lord Jesus and about the will of God and about living by faith. He said, without it, you can't please him. It is faith that moves the mountains. It's the word of faith that's preached that gets a hold of people's hearts. Amen. Listen, you can't work that up. It's something God does. But God does use his vessels. The treasure's in us tonight. There ain't one thing God can't do. That's why God has to do it. You can't do it. It can't be produced by you. Our methods and our ministries and all the things we try, it won't work, Brother Danny. Amen. There's no way it'll work. I'm not preaching against outlines, but outlines just ain't going to work unless the Holy Ghost gets in them. He's going to have to get in the way I preach. He's got to get in the way other men preach. But I'm telling you what, I'm going the course. I ain't got an idea of what I believe God wants. And the Holy Ghost, he knows what to say and what to do. He knows how to say it and how to do it. Amen. I don't know what else to do, but just follow him the best I can. Sometimes I don't know what to do. Sometimes I'm empty. Sometimes, thank God, I'm weak. But I'm glad he knows what to do. I'm glad he knows how to work in it. I'm glad he knows how to deal with hearts. I know how to help people. I'm telling you, if you can believe him or not, ain't God count on him or not. Ain't nothing hard for him. Ain't God, he said, is anything too hard for me? There's never been nothing hard for him. Why breathe in our nostrils? The breath of life made us a crown of his creation. Ain't God, and he saved us by his own son. I'm telling you, thank be unto God. Are we going to have to step out of the boat if we want to see him do something in this day? Amen. This is what he said, with God. Remember the rich ruler that come to him? He had ever answered right. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he said, I've kept him from my youth up. Maybe he really thought he had in his own heart. When Jesus said, you know the commandments, keep them. And he said, I've kept them from my youth up. That's what he said. And Jesus said this to him. He said, one thing thou lackest. Amen. One thing thou lackest. Amen. There might be one thing in your life tonight. In my life. Amen. That's lacking. Amen. I'm glad salvation ain't. If salvation's lacking in your life, oh God, I pray he'd get a hold of you. I pray you'd believe him. I pray you'd visibly see him by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe God will make it known. Amen to God. Amen. Listen. Amen. I know he saved me. I know he made me a new man. I know he gave me desire. I know he's kept me thus far. I know he's done it. He didn't have to, but he did do it. He said, my Father which gave him me is greater than all. And no man's able to pluck him out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. I'm glad I'm kept tonight. Amen to God, you're kept tonight. That wouldn't be another day you live for God if he had not kept you and preserved you along the way. Hey, it's about him. It's for the Son. Everything is. And we can believe the Son of God tonight. Amen. Believe him tonight. I asked God. I said, Lord, people need a touch of God. Lord God, why won't we? Why can't we visibly see it? I mean, they seen it. If Jesus is the same yesterday and day forever, and he is, ain't got that mean he healed. Isn't that right? He healed. I mean, he healed immediately, friend. Amen. He can choose to heal by a doctor. He can choose to heal by a doctor. He had Luke as a physician. But he can heal, thank God, immediately. Amen. I talked to Brother Jeremy today. And he was talking about this man. Amen. And God believed that he could heal. And Jeremy went and preached a meeting. Amen. And he got down there in Louisiana. And he had gout in his feet. Amen. And it was a pain to him. And he said, I asked that man to pray. And he got to weeping over me and a praying for me. And he said, the gout left. Amen. That's the kind of God I believe in. Amen. I believe he can heal through surgery. I understand that. But I believe he can do it before the surgery. If you can get two people to agree in prayer, that's what that two or three means together. I studied again, wanting to make sure I told you right. But where two or three are gathered together in my name, it's talking about agreeing in prayer. I read it for yourself. Amen. Listen, if we can agree, I tell somebody to believe God. Amen. Listen, friend. It's because God's able. I doubt him too much. I pray praying, wondering how he's going to do it. And I can't do that. I just got to pray and say, God, do it. And he will do it. Amen. That's right. I get to thinking, God, how are you going to do that with that kind of person? I've said they're more mixed up and, thank God, a termite and a yo-yo. Amen. And I said, God, how are you going to do that? I mean, how can you do this? It's just so messed up. It's worse than trying to straighten out barbed wire fence. And God ain't removed a bit. He knows how to do it. He just said, I tell you what he might say to me. He might say, would you please hush and just let me do something? I know your thoughts. I know you're weak. And I know I can do it for you. But you're going to have to believe me if you want me to do it. Amen. He said, if thou believest, I can do all things. There's nothing hard for him. I can do what he says. Amen. I practiced some things and saw the blessing of God on me because I practiced it. But I want to see, thank God, a miracle. Amen. I want to see the hand of God work. I want to see him bring people in the house of God that we're praying for and see them shake them and wake them and save them. It takes the hand of God. But he'll do it when we believe him. Amen. Some people ain't going to want nothing. It don't matter who they are. Churches, yeah, and you're going to have always in some church, every church is a church, you always got some people that ain't going to believe nothing. That's just a fact. They don't believe nothing. They're just in for the ride. Amen. But there's people, thank God, down here at the house of God that believe. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't know what we might have to go through to get what we need. But I'll tell you what, hey, thank God, he'll help us, amen. And I'm glad for his help tonight. That's what's on my heart. I've been thinking about that all day. I tell you, that boat, Brother Danny, amen, they could have said, listen, nobody's ever done that before, amen. How many times have you heard, we ain't never done that? Thank God, I'm telling you, it ain't matter whether we done it. It's a matter of, thank God, of being, obeying him. Amen, I'm willing. I ain't got to be called a fanatic, amen. I was called that when I got saved, when I was overboard. Amen, I read today about Paul. He said he's a pestilent fella. He's a pest, that's what he's saying. Amen, he said he's a ringleader. Amen. He's mad. Amen. He had a lot of things said about him. But I'll tell you what, thank God he helped turn the world upside down. Amen. With the doctrine of Christ. Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you, God help us. Amen. It's hard to live by faith sometimes when everything's before you. But we got to get that out of our mind, friend. It's the spiritual kingdom. Everything he created, visible and invisible. And he wants us to believe him for everything tonight. And he's able, thank God, not to do it. I tell you, yes, whatever he tells you, do it. Amen. I don't care if you're in a service or not. If you're in a service here at this house of God, he touches you to do anything in an act of obedience that would be according to what his will is, then do it. Amen. That's the only help you're going to get. God help us. Amen. The Lord. Praise God. Peter walked to him as far as he could go till the wind was blowing around him. And the winds of doubt would get us every time. The storms and Jesus sent him into it. He knew that was going in it. He was on the boat when he was asleep that one night. Amen. He knew what was going through the storm. He knew what they was going to have to face. Amen. He slept. Thank God they woke him up. They thought they was going to drown. Cares not, we perish. I thought the boat was about full of water. That's about to go under. Amen. I mean the nick of time. Amen. My son's about to die. Hey, it's about the nick of time. Amen. About the nick of time he come. Amen. It's rebuked them. Amen. The winds and the waves. Hey, thank God. I'm telling you, when you get to wanting it bad, you'll be like the woman that went to the unjust judge. Amen. And every time he saw her coming, amen, he wearied him. And he gave a request. And he said he'll do it for his own elect. And cried day and night to him. Amen. That's right. God help us. Believe him. I don't know what you need to believe him for. But I'll tell you what, I want to believe him for some great things. I want to see him do some things. I want to see him. I want to agree with somebody and believe God to do something. Amen. Well, I appreciate you hearing me tonight. That's what I got to say. Amen. Let's stand.